Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The case before the U.S. Supreme Court regarding January 6th and its outcome will affect you. Indeed, it'll affect everyone. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I'm so encouraged that the High Court agreed to take this case because there are so many patriotic Americans sitting in jail today, many without a trial, all because they were there on the Capitol Hill on January 6th.
Yeah, Joe Biden's Department of Justice has prosecuted more than 300 Americans under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002. That is a law that criminalizes fraudulent destruction of or tampering with corporate documents.
So it sounds like they just pulled that law out of the hat to try to criminalize these people.
And let me just reemphasize again, corporate documents. That's what the law really deals with.
What does that have to do with anything, you know?
It has nothing to do with January 6th. It had nothing to do with issues of what happened on January 6th. You know, the issue here is, what does this law refer to? Why did they use this instead of using other laws? And so in this particular case, we have filed, Liberty Counsel has filed an amicus brief arguing that the Supreme Court should side with these three defendants that were charged for entering the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. They said that they entered peacefully after Congress had adjourned. They did not intend to do anything criminally wrong. And then they got charged for entering the Capitol under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, but they didn't have anything to do with destroying or tampering with corporate documents.
And this is the people's capital. So this case will set quite a precedent and affect all of us for simply wanting to be on our own government property. They're going to pull some law out against it and criminalize us?
Yeah. So what does the Sarbanes-Oxley Act do and why are they using it? Well, it arose out of the Enron Corporation crisis, where there was public filings that needed to be made because Enron was in, at the time, of course, going through different kinds of investigations. It is a publicly held company, and therefore you have to file the corporate documents and financials by virtue of securities and exchange laws, and those have to be out there for the public to see, and therefore they can analyze your corporate processes, your financial strengths or weaknesses, any concerns that they might see. So when they were going through the investigation by the SEC, what happened is some of the people inside Enron, they began to destroy and or alter these corporate financial documents. This was before the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. They did that to obstruct justice, to obstruct the investigation into their fraudulent criminal behavior. And so Congress, as a result of what they saw, they passed the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002. Section 1512C of the 2002 Sarbanes-Oxley Act makes it a felony punishable by up to 20 years in prison for corruptly altering, destroying, mutilating, or concealing records, documents, or other objects with the intent to undermine an official proceeding.
But they did none of the above. And to put them in jail for 20 years for simply being on the Capitol grounds?
They didn't do any of that. And so, but that's the reason I think they used it, because they could have used other laws. They could have used a trespass law. They could have tried to do a trespass law. They could have done an assault law if somebody assaulted somebody and they caused damage. They can use other kinds of laws that are in existence, just like you would in any other situation. But those laws don't have the same kind of penalty. So if you did a trespass law, for example, you trespassed into a place where you shouldn't be, the penalty for that would be minimal compared to up to 20 years in prison.
But this Biden's DOJ wants to give these men a 20-year prison sentence for a crime they didn't commit simply for being on the Capitol for peacefully protesting the election.
Yeah, and so, you know, prosecution occurred against these individuals, not using the other standard laws of trespass or assault or any other kind of law that they could have used against those who were wrongdoers. I'm not saying that there were no wrongdoers there, but those that did do wrong, that knowingly did something that was a violation of law, like trespass, for example, or assaulting somebody. If you hit somebody, obviously you can be sued for that criminally or civilly. They could use those existing laws against those people who did wrongdoing. But what they did was they decided to pick up this Sarbanes-Oxley Act. And believe it or not, some of the lower courts, most of the lower courts have allowed them to go forward. They've all been prosecuted in the District of Columbia. There was one lower court that said, no, 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 this doesn't apply. There's no documents involved in this case. In fact, this case should be dismissed.
Yeah.
The Department of Justice hasn't proven its case. No documents are involved. They're not altering. They're not changing. They're not destroying corporate documents. This law doesn't even apply. Throws it out of court. Goes up to the District Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, the Court of Appeals, and by a 2-1 decision, that decision is overturned. There is a dissenter that says the same thing as the lower court judge. He says that in his dissenting opinion in the Court of Appeals, the DOJ's, quote, all-encompassing interpretation of the law would make it both improperly broad and unconstitutional in many of its applications, close quote. Indeed, what it would do is it would infringe on their First Amendment right to freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and certainly freedom of assembly or freedom to petition their government.
Right, which is why we filed an amicus brief to the high court, because they are using this law, they're misusing this law, which is offensive to the First Amendment, to try to criminalize these innocent people.
Yeah, so part of that law, Section 1512C, talks about what I just mentioned, that it's punishable for up to 20 years in prison for corruptly altering, destroying, mutilating, or concealing records, documents, or other objects with the intent to undermine an official proceeding. There's another part of the law that also says that the Sarbanes-Oxley Act applies to corruptly obstructing an official proceeding in general. So they say that you were corruptly obstructing an official proceeding of Congress by entering into the United States Capitol.
But Congress was not meeting at that time.
And even if they were meeting, the reason for the Sarbanes-Oxley Act saying corruptly obstructing an official proceeding is in the context of what it was designed to address, and that is a corporation changing, altering, or destroying corporate documents to disrupt an official, in this case, it was an investigation. They tried to obstruct justice by destroying or altering corporate documents.
They did not any of the above. They were peacefully protesting.
But so what the lower court judge and what the dissenter on the Court of Appeals are essentially saying, what we argued in our brief, is that if you allow this kind of misuse of the law against people who entered the Capitol on January 6th, what you will do is that law can apply to anybody.
Right.
It doesn't have to be in Washington, D.C. It can be a gathering of your state legislature. It can be a gathering of the federal legislature, a committee hearing. You know, we actually raise questions in the brief. Why has this law, by the same Department of Justice, not been used against the people who disrupted Justice Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings? That was an official proceeding. They went in there intentionally to disrupt it. They did it on purpose. They were paid.
Right.
They painted themselves. They made it very difficult for people to haul them out. What about the people that recently shut down the Capitol when they were protesting the Israel-Gaza issue? those that were pro-Palestinian, pro-Gaza, pro-Hamas, they entered into the U.S. Capitol. Not a charge against them under the Sarbanes-Oxley.
What about the other violent protests where they did destroy property and people were hurt?
Yeah, not a single peep from the Department of Justice using the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, but they used it for their political convenience, twisted the law, continue to pray for this January 6th case because pray that the Supreme Court strikes it down, sides with these January 6ers, because if not, holding up that law in this context will affect all of us, because whether you attend an official proceeding in Washington, D.C. or someplace else, the corrupt government in power at the time that's ideologically weaponizing the agencies can be used against you. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.